Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
We're going to catch up and have a yarn with Merv Eid, come from WA. Merv there, good morning.
Good morning, Trev.
Happy New Year, brother, happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my brother.
All the best to you. How are you travelling? Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, Merv?
I'm a Noongar man from Western Australia, down south, Albany Way, Menang, Willamin, Noongar.
Yes. Beautiful footprint. Thank you, brother. What's your yarn about? Kick off 2025, brother.
I just want to have a quick yarn about what I see as a pandemic in our communities.
Mm-hmm.
Suicide.
Yes.
The silent killer of our people that no one's really talking about.
Yes.
In the way it should be. We have distraction politics going on about the flag. Who cares about their flag when we're losing people?
Yeah.
You know, we love our flag, but who cares about a flag situation when we have real issues where our young people and a lot of our young people are dying at a rate that is unconscionable, and it's killing our communities. And it's a silent killer that no one's talking about in the way it should be. And we're listening, following all this Dutton and all these other people's distractions.
Yes.
And taking it away from the real issues within our communities. And suicide must be at the forefront when we're losing so many at the rates we are.
What you're saying, brother, there's bigger concerns, eh? Bigger concerns and,
it's a big concern,
priorities.
We do not have no healing spaces for our young people, nowhere to go for when they cry and out for help.
Mm.
We have, you know, Lifeline and all these Western interpretations of healing, which don't really work for our mob. Our mob don't jump on the phone when they're not travelling too well. Our mob need to be face-to-face and, you know, places where we could have healing. Because what we're talking about is the effects of generational trauma.
Yes.
Generational trauma has come out in a way, and a lot of our people, a lot of our young people, you know, just ended their lives because of lots of the generational trauma that's affected us. Lots of neglect, abuse, and that of our young people is being swept under the carpet. You know, and a lot of our kids are hanging themselves and that because of lack of hope. They don't see nothing to wake up to each day. A lot of hopelessness is set into a lot of our kids. But we do not have nowhere, no infrastructure or nothing where our people could actually go to get help.
Yes, exactly, brother, exactly. And then you make a fair point, brother, a very important point. And there should be more focus and more investment. We're talking funding from government to tackle this space and get our black people working in this space to be working with our young ones to give them vision for their future and, you know, and give them a platform.
Oh, absolutely, Trev. And we're talking about there's a big lack of in the mental health comm and all that is designated places for our people.
Yes.
We need our own healing spaces, our own healing centres, run and controlled by our people.
Black on
and
black.
And we don't see that.
No.
Our native title bodies are massively failing us. We have no sort of infrastructure for our future generations that Native Title talks a lot about.
Mm.
We have nothing given from our Native Title bodies to, you know, to help our younger ones, our kids and our future generations. I see it on Noongar country here. We have $196 million in a trust, but we have our kids hanging themselves week in, week out.
Exactly.
Eye on eye each year, but we've got all these trusts and all this and that, and they're always talking about future generations, but our kids are dying at a pandemic rate, and nothing is being done about it. No one's talking about it in the way it should. And you're dead right, resources aren't there. But when they give resources to all the care bears. Mm. All the care bears get all the resources, and they have no idea what they're dealing with when they're dealing with Aboriginal people.
Exactly, brother. And when you look at the so-called COVID-19, the pandemic, and all the money that was thrown into that, well, this is a pandemic, is what you're saying, brother.
Oh, it's a pandemic at a disproportional rate that no one's speaking about. It's a massive. They threw heaps and heaps of money into a pandemic of COVID, and nothing like that has been put into the Aboriginal space of suicides. And when I talk about Aboriginal space, if we had healing centres and that, we could also heal the non-Indigenous brothers and sisters through our way of healing as well. But
exactly,
you know, no one's calling it and talking about it in the way it should be, brother.
Well, you're talking here on National Talk Black, and we're going to keep singing the song, banging the drum, brother. And look, thank you for your call, but you make a very, very good, important point, brother. Exactly.
Thank you, Trev.
Thank you, my brother. You take care. Keep in touch, please.
I will do.
See you, Merv. There we have a Merv Eves from WA. And look, he's an activist for our black people, especially on the Western Coast. But he makes a very good point. We need to put a lot of investment into suicide. A lot of our kids are killing themselves at high rates, and we need to change the scenario there. We talk about youth crime. We talk about domestic violence. That's very, very big, more stronger than youth crime. But then we've got suicide as well. That is a space that needs to be tackled. Have you saying Jan Upstrong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what's get on your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Macaran.
National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
dry from Jabba Guy and Bullwai. Him and the Jabba Wawin. Scrubbed it. Hey, why? They are the protectors of this rainforest of North Queensland, yeah. And when they go walk about, then people talk about. Undara jine no wangara jine na baroji jine na bulgoro jine. Undara jine no wangara jine na baroji jine na bulgoro jine. Hey, hey.
Very difficult to have that association. Once we had done putting Wagamay language back on country, it had a huge impact not only on us as custodians of this country, because it's part of our healing process and connecting us and identifying, but also it was an opportunity for white people to then tap into this history, this wealth of history of knowledge of country.
You see, I'm scoped from afar, some just mind on biz. Some people reaching for the stars, others reaching for their kids. Many never saw the sails or smoke trails and did a bit. Now they trapped in a dead world, hoping to make it big. I'll have to drop a track at summertime and summer clear viz. Cause the summary is killing me and someone did a shit. Somebody better call the cavalry, cause someone trying to live. They need a sunken treasure, suddenly their son is on the hit. Their gun is on the hit with money on the clip. This ain't funny, in an insane world they want us to be living in, man. Every goose got their beak in it, meantime truth they be concerned. It. There's so much healing left too numerous. Fraudulent reps are fabricated, sign unlawful checks. Money craze, but now the phase will charm another step. An RG on a lost breath, but you feather your own nest and disrespect her till there's nothing left. Damn. Our people sunken in the streets, ain't seeing through this depth. Now evil hunters on the beach, they say choosing a check. Deceitful people run a mile without walking a step. Now all I ever thought I needed was in a cassette, man. Until that cool breeze hit them, the party till death. Give me the tools, please, ancestors, give me the rep. I pay my respects, dude, real quickly for the brave at heart. They shine a light on me, divine insight to play my part, man. Get set, blessed, and liberate. Purposely stay in a state, emergency will inundate. The media windows escape, real life is not a dream today. My yabba jung, I seen away, is it too late for me to dream the pain away? My life might end at any blatant day. Kanda, kanda, I won't put my mind safe, straight and lay away. We always knew a place where we could stay to elevate. Deterrence or determinate, shame for them to delegate. Cause are for our people to assimilate.
National Talk Black.
Torres Straits, from mainland Australia, came this traveler of the world, dancing the moonlight, and shaking brown kulaks, and listening to life songs in harmony.
On Dizzy Island,
don't say goodbye. Say I walk, cause you always return to TI.
If you eat
with a beautiful island girl. You always return to Tia.
It takes him a while to realize he's not dreaming. Somehow he's landing in paradise. When the sun shines bright into the evening,
islanders smile shine right through to sunrise. On Busy Island,
don't say goodbye. Say I won't, cause you always return to TI.
If you've eaten the fruit, with a beautiful island girl, you always return to TI.
Yana with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on New Dingee Country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Yana, song your mob. All right, too deadly. Big shout out to Circa Cairns. Circa Cairns, the First Nations-led circus ensemble, supported by award-winning performance company. Circa will represent The Wet, it is called, the critical acclaimed show, to their home audience of Cairns. With that, I'm going to catch up and have a yarn with Harley Mann, Artistic Director of Circa Cairns, and we have Harley on the line. Harley, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well, I'm well. Good to hear your voice. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yes, I'm Harley Mann. On my mum's side, Wok Wok Mob, so down from Cairns Way. But I grew up in Sydney on Gadigal Country, and now I spend my time in between Nam and Cairns.
Beautiful, fantastic. And here we are in Far North Queensland, the monsoonal season. You know, touch wood, no big wet yet as of compared to Cyclone Jasper last year, and we're keeping our fingers crossed. But you've got a performance happening, and it's called The Wet. So enlighten us, paint the picture, please.
Yeah, so The Wet is a contemporary circus show that we made about 2 years ago, and we made it through a process of going on a what we called a reverse rain tour, where we went throughout Far North Queensland to different locations like Yarrabah and all around there, and we waited for it to rain. And as it rained, we watched how the country changed and observed the seasons and the movement, and we used that to inspire the acrobatics that we did.
Sure, you turned that into using your body performance on stage. Watching Mother Nature in its flesh.
Exactly, exactly. And even also like the way that the circus skills that we were doing would change because we were doing them in the wet or in the water, you know. We did some practicing in like some of the sort of the rainforest, freshwater streams and waterfalls, and looked at how hard was it to stand on somebody there, how would you slip, how would you move, and then from there the kind of the skills and the tricks came out of that.
Fantastic. So how many people on stage to perform the wet?
So it's five acrobats on stage, and during the time of the performance, they do a kind of a series of different circus apparatus and disciplines. Some things are aerial, some things are pyramids with people standing on shoulders and going up in the air, and then other things like tumbling and sort of dance-like movement qualities.
Good. Is this narrated or is there music in the background?
There's music that's sort of in the background played over the top, but there's no words and no narration. It's all kind of about the body and how the body can tell stories.
And when can we see the show The Wet? When's it performing?
I believe it's performing on the 1st of February at CPAC.
Chance Performing Arts Centre, yes?
Yes. And we're doing one show only, so it's going to be a massive day. It's on that sort of Saturday night, and we're only doing one.
So to all family and friends or visitors coming to Cairns, if you're here on holidays or here for a wedding, whatever, there's an opportunity to see the Wet performed by Circa Cairns, happening at the Cairns Performing Arts Centre. You said February 1, 2025, and I see the time here, 8 p.m, yes?
Yes, that's correct.
Fantastic. And so with that, and you as a director there, do you perform as well?
Look, I try not to, mostly because I'm getting too old and fat to do all the tricks.
Sure.
But eventually, you know, I think there's one show. We're doing a tour and we're going along the way, and there is one show where I have to step in.
Sure.
So I've been up at the gym every morning trying to run on the trick.
There you go. Good team player you are. Fantastic. Now, with Circa Cairns, how long has Circa Cairns been running for?
So Circa Cairns has been a major initiative of Circa, and it started... we're kind of approaching our third year of being in and amongst Cairns, and also moving into a new cycle of what we do. So whilst we've been there, a lot of the work and a lot of the success has come from being around mob and teaching circus to young and you know who we hope are the future acrobats. And so the shift that we're looking to do is to really spend time in those places and continue to grow those relationships and invite more First Nations kids.
I was just going to say, do you open up for auditions for recruiting? And do you do that once a year?
Exactly.
Is that open all the time or how's that work?
So we open all the time. On the website, there's a kind of like you can you know, send in a thing or just say hello. But the other thing that I think is the best way to do it, and it's the way that I, when I was back in the day when I was trying to do the flips, got into the company, was by asking to attend what we call a show call. So like for when we do Cairns, for example, if any mob want to come along and watch the pre-show and then stick around and watch the show, it's a chance for us to kind of get to meet face-to-face, have a play, you know, show each other some skills and yeah, kind of really get embedded with sort of art form in the community.
Well, we've got some very acrobatic little Murrays out there, brother. Yeah, male and females, and forever. You know, even on the football field, score a try, then go and do a somersault thereafter, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Celebrate the try. So
put that ball down. I don't need that. Come and do some flips.
Yeah, exactly. Put the ball down. Come and do some flips with us. Join us with Circa Cairns. Look, thank you for the yarn. Congratulations. All happening on 1st of February, 8 p.m. at CPAC, Cairns Performing Arts Centre. And do you have a web page people can have a look at?
Yeah, I think it's circa.org.au.
Circa.org.au. Lovely, fantastic. Harley, man, good yarning with you as always. You take care, my brother. 2025,
thanks,
make it your year. And we'll talk soon, brother.
Talk soon. Bye.
Bye-bye. Deadly yarn. Then that's Harley Mann, Artistic Director of Circa Cairns. And yes, they're performing their show called The Wet. And so fitting, we are here in Far North Queensland, monsoonal season. But here's a performance from this deadly First Nation crew. And they use Mother Nature and then turn that into acrobatic performances on stage. So great to see. Have you say Yarn Up Strong. We've got about 7 minutes left on the program. Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black.
Them times where they were fine, and now I'm getting older and I wanna go home. I wanna go home. So take me home to Tiny Islands. Life took me away from you. So take me home to Tiny Islands. That's all that I wanna do. I wanna go. Where the love is near, and when my time comes by, gonna bury me back home. And that ain't no lie, and that ain't no lie. I'm gonna tell my kids, take me back to Tiny Island where I live with some time. Standard. Ooh, ooh, yeah.
them no one standing. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. We've been abused of you. We've been accused of you. When I'm confused from you, no. We've been abused of you. We've been accused of you. When I'm confused.
Thinking about uni or TAFE, but unsure what study will be like? You're not alone. Plenty of our mob found the course they want and the support they were looking for at CQ University. Thanks to campus locations across the country, as well as dedicated Indigenous support staff who are there to welcome, guide, and listen. See it, be it, we know you can. Start your journey at CQ Uni today.
Station sponsor.
Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045.
Station sponsor.
National Talk Black.
Yo, 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 keep your head up high, up high, up high. It's all in the heart, in the heart. One blood, one fire, one fire.
We're raised in a valley, where a heart runs so free. Cause the land will always be.
Gang, break it down.
Now it's time for our people to stand as one. Nyungul and Nyalindi and many more to come. I want to dedicate this to our community. Wujal, wujal, where the rainforest meets the sea.
We're raised in a valley.
Banana for you, me, eh.
ethnicity, them two. And them two fall down, belly up, hey, hey. You sub a something, you sub a dumper. I'm a tabuli fly, fly bully. Choo choo, choo choo, choo choo, choo choo. Monkey and a toto, them two go, them two fine, one banana. Monkey speak for toto, you stab ya. I gonna keep banana for you, me, yeah. Bossy come, and me suit you them two. And them two fall down, belly up, hey, hey. You suffer something, you suffer dumper. I'm a tabuli fly, fly bully, yeah. Choo choo, oh. Choo choo. Choo choo,
oh God,
choo choo. A monkey and a turtle, them two been go. Them two been pine and one banana. Monkey speak for turtle, you stop ya. Yeah. I gonna keep banana, boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and a suchi, them two. Them two pull down belly up, eh. You sub a something, you sub a dump. A mata bully, vi, call a vi, bully, yeah. Choo choo. Choop choop, choop choop, a monkey and a turtle, them two go, them two pine, one banana. A monkey speak for turtle, you stop ya. I gonna get banana for you, me, yeah. Bossy come, and me suchi them two. And them two fall down, belly up, hey, hey. You suffer something, you suffer dumper. I'm a tabuli fly, fly bully, yeah. Choop choop, choop choop, choop choop, choop choop.
National Talk Black.
Yes, a very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BBM Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country as Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. All right, now, government promises rehabilitation at one of NT's, Northern Territory's, most toxic abandoned mines. In short, the new country Liberal Party government has promised to start rehabilitation works at the toxic former Red Bank copper mine this dry season. The company which holds the mineral leases over the area is offering to help fund rehabilitation if it can restart mining there. What's next? Traditional owners are appealing to the NT government to reject the mining company's plan to instead make sure the site is brought back to its original state. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Matthew Ryan, Northern Land Council Chairman. We have Matthew on the line. Matthew, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you so much.
Good, brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Look, I'm Matthew Ryan. I'm the Northern Land Council Chairperson. Probably been in the job probably in a year and a bit.
Yep.
Look, my mob come from, you know, West Arnhem, which is Arnhem Land, Northern Territory, right on the coast. It's between Darwin and Nhulunbuy, probably 500 k's or 700 k's towards, in the middle from Darwin.
Okay, beautiful. Yep.
My mob, yeah, look, from West Arnhem.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Brother, we're talking about the rehabilitation works at the toxic former Red Bank copper mine. The company there, well, Country Liberal Party government, want to start to rehabilitation. But traditional owners are appealing to the NT government to reject the mining company's plan. So is that your stance?
Yeah, come we've been saying from day one it's not just the current government, it's the previous government also
okay,
at fault
yes,
here.
Yes.
We want to see, you know, a bit of accountability and some responsibility taken. It's someone else's, you know, estate
yeah.
or country, you know, and they are hurting as we speak.
Yeah.
Whilst there's toxic chemical entering into the river system, no one's doing anything about it. It's so disappointing and appalling behavior, by all. You know, we want to see a bit of action, matey, honestly. And we're fed up with the talk first.
Yes.
We want action.
So the mine itself, it has been operating or has it ceased? It's been abandoned, hasn't it?
It has been abandoned. That's why, you know, it's one of the legacy mines that's been abandoned.
Yeah.
And, you know, the DOs, well, I took some DOs and even the previous chairs have taken the TOs on country, look at the site. It's appalling, mate. It'll make you cry, you know. And, you know, the seeing the toxic chemical, you know, leaching out to the river system.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Are you talking about traditional owners are asking for the land to be handed back to the traditional owners and to clean the mess up and to bring it back to original state? Cover it all up.
Bring it back. Sorry to cut you off. My apologies.
No, you're right.
I think it's just bring it back to where it used to be, you know, and TO want to see that happening now. And, you know, part of that rehabilitating also is get some bit of economic development, you know, a bit of job opportunity for the traditional owners of that country. And at the moment, we haven't seen any commitment at the moment. I've mentioned it to the previous government and the current government about how or what next, really. And like as we speak, the leakage or leaching to the river system, I think the old legacy mine have been as a dumping ground, to be honest.
Dumping ground, there it is. All right, so is there communication at the moment? Have you got appointments, meetings happening with the government, or where are you sitting with it all?
Look, at the moment, because the new government, you know, still establishing, trying to find a feet. But I'm going to be doing a lot of talking with the government, with the current government, to see where it sits, especially probably speak to the Aboriginal Affairs Minister, Steve Edgington. I want to see his, where he sits with it, you know. If he's representing the Indigenous population for the top end or Northern Territory, I want to see what he says, you know. I mean, if he's committed to...
Well, traditional owners need to be at the table, don't they, Matthew?
They have to.
Have to. They've got to be at the yarning circle, yes.
They have to. I mean, they're the eyes and the ears.
Exactly.
It's hurting them, you know, the destruction of their country and not being compensated appropriately, where it's turning a blind eye to the mess that they created from a long time.
Yep, okay, beautiful. Well, thank you very much shedding light on that. Please keep in touch, Matthew. Fight the good fight, my brother. And we'll be yarning down the track, okay?
Yeah, awesome, brother. Awesome.
All the best. You take care, Matthew. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly Yarn there. That's Matthew Ryan, Northern Land Council Chairman, and talking about the government promises rehabilitation at the Northern Territory's most toxic abandoned mines. But traditional owners are appealing for the NT government to reject the mining company's plan. Instead, make sure the site is brought back to its original state. But First Nation people and traditional owners should be at the table, of course, in regard to the discussions, either which way. So there it is. Have you seen Jan Armstrong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black.
Thousand years we lived in peace, a land a man was free to wander. 50,000 years in the spirit of dreamtime, the white man came and called it down under.
White man came and called it down under.
200 years ago, the white fella found a land he thought that no one owned. Spears can't fight, guns and dynamite. The white man came and called it down under.
White man came and called it down under.
Our ways, our laws, our land. There's something we can't understand.
Well, black and white have got to unite, or there'll be nothing left in the land down under.
Nothing left in the land down under.
Together we can live in harmony, brothers and sisters in the land down under.
Brothers and sisters in the land down under.
Of this nation, ah, to indigenize history's information. O is to overcome the obstaculizations. L is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. R is to recognize from the past the injustices, recognizing the cost of what they did to our ancestors, recognizing the pain that was felt and that was fought, recognizing the distance from putting change into thought.
Recognizing the sacrifice it takes to break a war. Recognizing the names of our elders upon the wall. Recognizing the fathers, how they pass down to their sons. Recognizing don't be the bullet, be the gun, son. Ah, to indigenize information on the board. Ah, to indigenize situations from afar. Oh, it's to overcome the obstacles of life. Overgliding like I was Greg Inglis in full flight. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Nationalize through education, reconciliation. Takes a generation to lead the nation. From the beginning, we're still here like the Southern Cross Constellation. It's to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ah, to indigenize history's information. Oh, it's to overcome the obstaculization. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation. It's to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ah, to indigenize history's information. Oh, it's to overcome the obstaculization. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation. It's to recognize we were sold when we were bought. Recognizing the history the children were never taught. Ah, to indigenize the way that we teach. Indigenize the way that our kids perceive the streets. Indigenize to debate the facts with no lies. Indigenize the amount of our constitutional rights. Intruding on conversations about our culture when it's white. Indigenize the intentions of turning day into night. Ah, to identify there's no law for sniffing paint. Ah, to identify institutionalized hate. Oh, it's to overcome a government that waits. Overcome the odds like you're a halo above the saint before it's too late. Remember, live before you take. Override the hate like you a blade deciding fate. And it's for nowhere near never giving up. It's like you're taking the very last sip from the very queen's cup. It's to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ah, to indigenize history's information. Oh, it's to overcome the obstaculization. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation. It's to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ah, to indigenize history's information. Oh, it's to overcome the obstaculization. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation. It's to recognize. Ah, to indigenize. Oh, it's to overcome. And it's to nationalize. Ah, it's to recognize. Ah, to indigenize. Oh, it's to overcome. And it's to nationalize.